Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Afghan Christians endure much for the sake of the gospel. Then why are we talking about what happened at Christmas in China? Well, we'll answer that question in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Afghanistan, where identifying as a Christian can make believers targets for violence in Taliban-controlled areas.
Gospel has no boundaries, and gospel is limitless to any country.
That's Nehemiah from FMI, explaining that following Jesus in these areas can often lead to severe persecution. Almost all believers are converts from Islam, and apostasy is considered punishable by death under Islamic law. Take, for example, what happened to FMI partner Lala Zeeshan, a Muslim background believer.
And during the current audio Bible distribution campaign in Afghanistan, Lala Zeeshan was brutally attacked by extremists because of his involvement in sharing God's word.
Zeeshan was stabbed multiple times. His attackers also broke his arm and a rib. Yet he considered it an honor to suffer for Christ.
This attack is a sobering reminder of the very real cost many believers face for following Jesus Christ and making his word known.
The good news? Zeeshan intends to continue his work. He survived the attack and is recovering in a ministry safe house.
It's an urgent prayer request for our listeners. Please complete healing of Lala Zeeshan's body and protection from infection or complications.
Your prayers make an enormous difference to those who are following Jesus, no matter the cost. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Elsewhere, repercussions in Iran from weeks of deadly protests and government crackdown are far from over. The Center for Human Rights in Iran reports mass arbitrary arrests, denial of legal counsel, and worse, as the regime tries to squelch opposition. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says,
what is my concern is, number one is people who are created on the image of God are being killed.
One U.S.-based human rights agency reports over 5,800 total deaths, with over 17,000 more being investigated. The continued internet blackout across the country makes verification even harder. As whispers of government change continue, Sharia offers this reality check.
If the regime ceased to exist, what would be the option? What are the options?
He says with a religious regime, the battle is against dogma and the doctrines of Islam, not just the military. So change in Iran has a long way to go. Please pray for underground believers in Iran in extreme danger. Pray for wisdom for world leaders, and above all,
that God's name would be glorified and people would know that God is good and that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the only one who can bring peace to the families in Iran, to the country of Iran.
And Christmas is an afterthought in most parts of the world today. Decorations are put away and shiny new toys have become routine. However, it was the start of the busy season for Christians in China. Eric Berglund with China Partners says,
in countries like, for instance, China that are considered more restrictive toward the gospel, Christians over there use that event to share the gospel with those who don't know Christ.
Church outreach activities range from large Christmas events in Beijing to home visits and the provision of care items for the elderly.
People would ask questions like, why would you take care of me? And they probably answered, we do this because we love Christ.
Sharing Christ often leads to persecution in China, but Christmas provides a gospel opportunity. One church in Beijing's university district used the birth of Christ as a springboard.
They preached Jesus Christ coming to earth so that he could die on the cross so that we could have salvation and eternal life through him.
Belief is only the starting point. Now, months of discipleship are underway. Pray for new believers as they grow and mature.
Somebody believes in Christ. They say, okay, that's a good first step. Now we need to disciple you, teach you what it means to be a Christian. And then that leads to baptism. And once you're baptized, that's when we call you a Christian.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.